Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, folks. I'm Alex, your guide to the technical wilderness. And with me, as always, is the ever-curious, ever-hilarious Jamie. How's the tech world treating you today, Jamie?
Oh, you know, Alex, just trying to keep up with all the new trends without getting lost in the code jungle. But that's why I have you, right?
Absolutely, Jamie. I'm here to hack through the dense underbrush of technology with the machete of knowledge. And speaking of cutting-edge tech, today we're diving into the fascinating world of building scalable systems with low-code platforms and the Saga pattern.
Oh, that sounds like a mouthful. Low-code and Saga? You're going to have to break that down for me, and probably for a few of our listeners, too.
Will do. Let's start with low-code platforms. Imagine being able to create applications not by writing thousands of lines of code, but by using a visual interface where you can drag and drop components to build your software.
So it's like playing with digital Lego blocks instead of writing a novel.
Exactly. It's all about speeding up development and making it accessible. But there's a twist. When you're dealing with systems that spread across different services, keeping data consistent becomes a Herculean task.
Ah, hence the Saga pattern comes to the rescue. Wait, are we talking about epic stories here?
Not quite, though it's a helpful mnemonic. The Saga pattern is a way to manage transactions across multiple microservices, ensuring consistency without needing a central coordinator. Think of it as a relay race, where each runner passes the baton to the next. If someone drops it, there are predefined steps to backtrack and make things right.
I see passing the data baton without tripping over, but why mix low-code with this Saga stuff?
Great question. Low-code platforms can orchestrate these complex workflows visually, making it easier to design, implement, and manage these distributed transactions. It's like directing a symphony with a baton, ensuring every section plays in harmony, even if a violinist misses a note.
A tech symphony, I like that. But it can't all be smooth sailing. What's the catch?
Ah, the challenges. Debugging can be tougher because you're not dealing with code you wrote entirely yourself. Plus, ensuring transactions are correctly compensated if something goes wrong adds complexity. And don't get me started on the performance and security considerations.
Sounds daunting. How do we navigate these choppy waters?
With a good compass and a map. Understanding the underlying principles is key. For instance, diving into how low-code platforms work under the hood and getting familiar with Saga orchestration styles can turn these challenges into manageable tasks.
Got it. But can you give me an example of where this combo is used in the wild?
Sure. Let's take an e-commerce system. You have services for orders, payments, inventory, and shipping. With low-code and Saga, you can visually orchestrate the entire checkout process. If the payment fails, the system automatically cancels the order and updates the inventory, ensuring the data remains consistent across services.
Oh, that's neat. It's like having an automatic refund and restock policy in place.
Precisely. And while these systems are powerful, they're not a one-size-fits-all solution. For example, you wouldn't use this approach for real-time high-frequency trading systems where milliseconds matter.
Makes sense. High stakes, high speed. So what's our takeaway for today's tech adventurers?
The journey into building scalable systems with low-code and the Saga pattern is about balancing speed and resilience. Low-code accelerates development, while the Saga pattern ensures data consistency across distributed systems. But remember, it requires a blend of architectural discipline, understanding of the underlying technologies, and a clear view of your system's unique needs.
There you have it, folks. Another tech mystery unraveled. Big thanks to Alex, our tech Sherpa, for guiding us through the low-code and Saga landscape.
And thank you, Jamie, for reminding us that even in the most complex topics, there's always room for a bit of fun and curiosity. And of course, a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe for more tech explorations on the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Until next time, keep your tech curiosity strong and your systems scalable. Bye now.